It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's hard to talk over this, isn't it?
I refuse to. I won't do it. It's
the holiday All right, season. The holiday season is here, and I have to buy some presents for some work people, and I have to either do it early or late. We may exchange after Christmas.
All right, that's fair.
Aaron Webster is here, general manager of New City in Lincoln Park. Aaron, we need some ideas. What to buy people. First of all, how are you?
I'm great. How
all
are
right.
you guys?
We're good. And what is New City?
So New City is a shopping and entertainment destination right in the heart of Lincoln Park at the corner of Halsted and Clybourne, just steps away from the North and Clybourne Red Line stop. So we have a variety of restaurants, shops, and then a movie theater and a bowling alley. So you can come to New City.
You're
and...
set.
Yep.
You'll never have to leave.
Exactly. One-stop shopping at New City.
It is not affiliated with the New City magazine.
It is not affiliated with the magazine. We just share the same name.
Okay. So we don't have to turn pages if we shop at New City.
Absolutely
okay,
not.
Good. Then I'm in. I don't want a paper cut when I'm holiday shopping.
No. You need to be able to move through the racks of clothing.
Right. Is Black Friday what it was a couple years ago? We keep hearing stories about how, because now online you can get these deals weeks and months in advance, that it's not as big of a deal. But I know for some people it's a huge deal.
A Black Friday is ever changing. I think you hit it right on the head when you said, you know, it's not the same as it was a few years ago. Mm-hmm. But it still is a time for sales. A lot of retailers put special offers. And in fact, a Black Friday shopping tip is that the sales no longer are just on Black Friday. A lot of the retailers extend them all weekend.
And they've started now, some of them.
Yeah. Exactly. Saks off Fifth Avenue has, starting tomorrow, they have 50% off some of their doorbusters. So you can get up to 80% off certain items starting tomorrow even. So Black Friday has definitely changed. But it's still a great time to get to find sales and special items.
Yeah.
Pick up your holiday gifts a little early.
Don't you think, Aaron, they should stop using the word doorbuster because that incites violence? If you hear doorbuster, you go, I must destroy a door to get into the store.
You have a fair point there.
Yeah, I'm not going to call it that anymore. I'm done with doorbuster.
We can be done with doorbusters, right. But I think we'll all take a discounted price on some of our holiday gifts.
It's a good idea. Aaron Webster is here, general manager of New City in Lincoln Park. A lot of shops that are located in the Lincoln Park area. If there are men listening right now, perhaps they need some ideas of what to buy their wife.
Absolutely. So some of the trends we're seeing this year are wrap dresses, and you can get those at retailers such as Saks Off Fifth. And they're available in neutral colors right now, and that's great because they're good for the holiday season and then throughout the winter.
Neutral colors for those of us who are guys?
Tans, grays, creams, anything that's just kind of
a basic color, nothing flashy.
Kind of muted and not flashy.
All right.
Yes, and that actually, while the wrap dresses in neutral, another trend we're seeing is a lot of burgundy this year.
Oh.
So another easy item for men to buy women are sweaters. Mm-hmm. Our shop Evereve has a lot of them, and they have a lot of unique details, whether it's a large stitching, an open shoulder, or some beading. Those are great gifts and fairly easy to shop for.
All right. I'm pretty picky about sweaters, and I'm thinking this is usually the time my husband is listening. So, Jim, I'm so particular. He must have a really tough time buying for me. Is a good idea maybe to look through my closet at some of the things I have? Is that a good idea? Yes. Or to look at my Pinterest page?
Absolutely. As far as sizing and your taste, that's a really easy way to kind of get an idea of what you may like. And certainly it's good to note or even take a photo. So when he's talking to the clerks in the store, they have some idea of who you are and what you like. So
Bill is a good
idea.
Gift. Giver for
well,
that reason.
Well, thank you for saying that. What I like to do is I look around at mannequins or womanikins, personikins, and then if they're wearing something similar to what I've seen my wife wear, I pounce on that outfit. I go, well, that's something she would
you
wear.
You pounce on the mannequin?
Yeah, I will.
Don't
well,
you get kicked out?
Yeah, I have been kicked out of some stores. Yeah, a couple of times that's happened. But that's the way to do it, right? You find something that you don't want to go too outrageous, something that's in their ballpark.
Exactly.
Right?
When something catches your eye like that in an outfit that you say, wow, I know that's something she would wear. It's absolutely a great gift.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what if you don't want to buy clothes for your wife? Or, for instance, I'm looking for something for my mother-in-law, and she does her own shopping. She works at a retail store, gets a nice discount. Some ideas for women that maybe aren't clothing.
Sure. Home decor is always a good gift. Z Gallery.
Love that place.
Has a ton of options. And one of the popular things we've seen this fall from them is the purple or amethyst decor. And it comes in everything from pillows to candles. And a really simple way to bring that trend into your home is to go with amethyst tea lights. And they can go into existing candle holders. You don't have to necessarily spend a ton of money to bring that trend into the home, but it's nice to be able to give someone something that's on trend and new and exciting.
And you're saying purple is a color to look for with this, huh?
Yeah, burgundy's. Yeah. We're seeing a lot of burgundy in clothing, and then purple amethyst in the home decor. So that started this fall and has continued through the winter.
Is black popular? Because I look down and I wear black pretty much every day. So do you?
Mm-hmm. I think black's very popular in Chicago.
Right. It's slimming, and we're in mourning all the time for something. There's always something that
certainly
has us in
mourning.
Certainly
during these winter months.
Right. Z Gallery, by the way, great artwork too. But it's tough to buy artwork for somebody because, again, their tastes may be extremely different from yours.
Yeah,
right?
That's when those handy old gift cards come into play. Where who doesn't love to go in there and pick up something, and whether you're getting the gift itself or a gift card in that case is just as good, because then you can go find exactly what you want.
I got to ask you about gift cards, because a lot of people think, oh, that's impersonal. That's not the way to do it. I know that most of the kids in my family want gift cards. Because then they can buy whatever they want.
I think, it all goes back to, putting the power in their hands, and especially for kids. Kids love that ability. It's free money to them. It's empowering to be able to go and buy whatever they want, as long as mom and dad approve, of course. So gift cards they make a great gift. It's easy. It's simple. Some people don't feel they're as personal, but, it's a great way, particularly for a night out of dining, to give someone a gift card to a restaurant and say, here, go have a wonderful night out.
Right.
And do it on your time when it's convenient for you.
So Aaron, do you recommend putting money on the gift card, or just give them the gift card and go, here, have at it, whatever you want to do?
I generally recommend putting some money on it.
Fair enough.
God, I hope you don't have my name in the grab bag this year.
I'm hoping.
What about Star Wars fans on the list?
Do you know anyone? Anybody
in your
family?
To one.
Yeah?
Oh.
Well, Star Wars fans are definitely in luck this year. The Last Jedi comes out on December 14th. So ArcLight Cinemas, located at New City, will be showing that. Tickets are already on sale, so you can just go online and reserve your seat. And certainly anything Star Wars themed, whether it's the knickknacks, the T-shirts, or a gift card to ArcLight to go see Star Wars with your friends, anything Star Wars would make a great gift this year.
Yeah, although the movie's coming out before Christmas, so that gets a little tricky.
It does.
Probably be playing after Christmas too. Maybe.
I would assume that one's going to stick around in the theaters.
Star Wars fans will go see it again.
Several times. Yeah.
So I think so, yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, and then some ideas for dads out there. And I want you to think about some jean ideas for Bill. I've been teasing him about his denim jeans. And I have to make a confession. They weren't as bad as I thought they were.
No, of course not.
So we'll continue talking with Aaron Webster, General Manager of New City in Lincoln Park. You can go to experiencenewcity.com. And 312-981-7200 is our number. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ding, jingling,
ding. Jing-a-ling.
Come on, it's lovely.
Jingity-jing, Wendy, jingity-jing. Bill left, it's Wendy Snyder. Hey, Christmas is coming, you guys. I'm not making that up. And there's ways to save money. Erin Webster is here. She's the general manager of New City, located in Lincoln Park. Approximately how many shops and restaurants?
We've got about 20 shops and restaurants.
Yeah, nice.
Someone just texted us, is it affiliated with the New City YMCA?
We are on the land where the New City YMCA was, and that's how the New City Shopping Center name came to be. It was, to honor that, the New City YMCA. And,
very nice.
All right, and gifts for dad. Sometimes dads are tough to buy for if kids are listening right now.
Dads are definitely tough to buy for, but luckily they're usually pretty willing to say they like any gift from the kids. One of the top sellers we're seeing this year from Dick's Sporting Goods is the Nike Men's Windrunner full zip jacket, and the trendy color is Ice Jade, which is kind of a icy bluish green color.
Ice Jade was my rapper name for a couple of years too.
How long did you do that?
3.5 years. Sold out shows every night. Why is that? Why is that the color of choice? What is it about that color?
I think it's a popular winter color. It's got kind of a cool feeling to it, and it's just you know, it's the one that's selling right now.
Is it lined, Erin?
It is.
All right. No.
Lining sold separately. I'm not sure on that one.
All right.
It's a windrunner full jacket, so I'm imagining it's like a windbreaker.
Yeah, it is. It zips up fully, and it's got some detailing on the cuffs, and it's two-tone. They're black. There's black on the top.
Oh, nice.
And then they do come in other colors, but the Ice Jade
is selling out.
Is the trendy one.
Yeah, all right. Good,
they're
good.
Only like $75, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
It's a pretty good price point.
How many pockets?
I think that there's a couple on the inside, and then there's two pockets for your hands on the outside.
Right.
That's a nice looking jacket.
Yeah, so that's always a good one, something a little different.
And dads don't want ties, do they? That's a myth.
Yeah,
no dad really wants a tie.
No dad really wants a tie, but certainly if dad works in an office and needs to wear one, it's always a fun reminder of, you know, my son or daughter or wife bought this one for me. So they can make it for a good gift. You know, some other items that are fairly easy are things like cashmere sweaters and scarves or micro suede slippers. All of those items are available at Saks Off.
What about a smoking jacket?
Well, a smoking jacket is quite a gift.
I live a very cosmopolitan life.
Very cosmopolitan. Right.
Are they non-flammable, by the way? Because
no,
I don't think they are.
Mine is flammable.
You know what? A scarf is a good idea, because I'm telling you, I know in our house, everybody's looking for, where did I put my scarf? And gloves, too, might not be a bad idea.
Those are always items that seem to come up missing.
Yep.
And, you know, having a couple of sets, you know, one in the car, one in the house, one at the office is always a great idea.
What's the strangest thing? Like, you've walked around New City every day. You look and you see different merchandise. What's the one thing that you saw and you went, wait, what is this? I've never seen anything like that before.
Well, I tell you what, I am not the most tech-savvy person.
Yeah.
So occasionally I walk by AT&T and they've got some sort of gadget or gizmo sitting there. And I'm, what is that and what does it do? And certainly the technology items are very popular this year as well.
Yeah.
So those are always fun. Occasionally something catches my eye there, a new Fitbit or an iWatch, and I'm like,
cool.
How does that work? Yeah.
You know what I saw yesterday? I've never seen this before. This is a Christmas decoration for your house. You put it in your windows, and it makes it look like there's Christmas scenes going on in your house through your windows. There's like reindeer dancing and stuff like that. It's the craziest thing I ever saw. Yeah, I didn't know they made things like that.
Yes, they do. And in fact, we have one of those at New City.
Oh, you do? Do you really?
We have elves in a workshop. They're
making
gifts for Santa.
That's one of the ones they had.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
All right. And kids, I know that PlayStation 4 is a big one. Nintendo Switch, good luck finding it. It's very popular. Any good ideas for the kiddies out there?
Well, I think you've called it. The tech items are very popular for the kids. Anything from like the Apple AirPods, the wireless earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's unlikely that we'll see discounts on the Apple or Samsung products. However, you could expect to see some deals on their 2016 line of products, so like an iPhone 7 or 7 Plus, the Samsung Galaxy Note 7. So that's something to keep in mind if you're shopping for kids and maybe don't want to make the full investment of the latest phone. We can find some deals on the 2016s.
iTunes gift cards. Kids like those, too.
Yeah, they do love those.
Good idea.
Because once they have the gadget, then they have to buy all the apps to go with it. So.
Right.
And you guys have a really good candy store there at New City. It's Sugar.
It's Sugar,
right?
Yes.
Well, of course, because it's candy.
Of course it is. So I've seen people do this. They'll get like a whole bunch of vintage candy, like from the year or the era somebody was born. That's always a fun gift, too, right?
That is a fun gift, and it's a great way to kind of give something unique and unexpected. It's Sugar has a wide variety of bulk candies and the oversized candies.
Right.
So, you know, I've seen people do like red and green gummy bears and like a glass hurricane gift, or even just a little, even just a regular water glass,
right,
just for something fun sitting on the table. So there's all sorts of clever things you can do with that candy.
Yep.
All right. What's the website? Because I'm looking at it now, but I'd like you to say it. Go ahead.
Sure. We are experiencenewcity.com.
And you're on Facebook at New City Experience, 1457 North Halsted, New City in Lincoln Park. Aaron Webster, General Manager. Hey, I hope Santa's good to you. I hope you get what you want for Christmas this year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
You too.
A quick break, some news, more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.